From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. In a tense political climate, California is taking an unusual step in warning local election officials to prepare for disruption at polling places and potential cases of voters being intimidated or blocked from casting ballots. In a memo this week, the Secretary of State's office reminded county election officials it's a felony for any person to possess a firearm at a voting location or in the immediate vicinity unless authorized. It's also illegal to threaten anyone in an attempt to discourage them from voting. Secretary of State Alex Padilla says he expects a safe election, but local officials should be ready for any attempts to disrupt or interfere with voting. Shasta County will soon face more restrictions after confirming 167 new cases of COVID-19 over the weekend. That's a spike the county has never seen before. Cap Radio's Nina Sparling has more.
In just 2.5 weeks, Shasta County has nearly doubled the number of its COVID-19 cases. As many other California counties move towards reopening, Shasta County is regressing. More than 200 of the county's recent cases are connected to a religious school and a senior care facility, both located in Redding. Public health officials say at least 7 have died at the senior care center. Dr. Karen Romstrom is the health officer for Shasta County.
This experience has happened statewide. It's not unique. I think there's challenges with exposures in the community, and they get into the facility.
The county is looking into a potential outbreak at another facility and working with the state to get senior care centers the resources and assistance they need. In San Francisco, I'm Nina Sparling.
And a coronavirus outbreak at a skilled nursing facility on California's Central Coast has killed 9 people and infected more than 60 residents and staff. Health officials in Santa Cruz County say the outbreak at Watsonville Post Acute Center was first detected about 3 weeks ago. The facility is working with the county and state to determine the cause of the outbreak and deal with it. State figures show that about 4,692 nursing facility residents and staff members have died. That represents nearly a third of all California COVID-19 deaths since the start of the pandemic. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.